Good morning, Friday. Finally, the week is nearing its end, and coming to an end is the liberal economy boom. In other words, the economy is a liberando, a favorite word of the right wing to malign liberalism. And now, they're debating why Zomato doesn't mention if the meat is halal or jhatka. Well, a more astute question perhaps is whether economy is being killed with jhatka or halal practices. The answer would probably be jhatka, because demonetization was clearly not halal. With lame parallels, we head to today's editorial. It is 2nd August 2019, and I do hope you have got your salary by now, unlike the 1.98 lakh employees of BSNL and MTNL who haven't got it. Rahul Gandhi yesterday warned Prime Minister Narendra Modi about a lurking recession and even called Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman incompetent. Mr. PM, the economy has derailed and there seems to be no light at the end of the tunnel. If your incompetent finance minister is telling you there is light, trust me, it's the train of recession coming at full throttle. That's what the Congress leader tweeted. He was quoting a Mint report, India's economic slowdown shows no signs of abating, based on trends across 16 high-frequency economic indicators. The report said of these 16 macroeconomic indicators, 6 were in the green, above the 5-year average trend, that is, in June, and 8 were in the red, that is, below the 5-year average trend, while the other 2 maintained the trend. The latest reading is in line with the reading in May, when 8 indicators were in the red and a significant deterioration compared to the readings in March and April, when 6 indicators were in the red. The government has, however, not accepted that a crisis is around the corner. Even on Thursday, the finance minister's tweet celebrated the 78% growth in FDI flow since 2014. Meanwhile, India has been pushed to the 7th place in the global GDP rankings in 2018, with the UK and France forging ahead to the 5th and 6th spots, data compiled by the World Bank showed. Now, what will be the latest distraction? Will it be Ayodhya, or will it be Kashmir, or something altogether dug out from Modi's deep spiritual meditation in the caves of Kedarnath? Well, Kashmir is where all the action seems to be headed, or at least the 280 companies of security forces, which are in the process of being deployed in the Kashmir Valley. The security forces, mostly CRPF personnel, are being deployed in vulnerable spots in the city and other parts of the valley. However, no reason was given for the sudden deployment of over 280 companies, that's 28,000 troops, late in the evening. This is in addition to the 10,000 dispatched earlier. Now, all major entry and exit points of the city have been taken over by the central armed paramilitary forces with token presence of local police. Local residents have started panic buying essentials as they are linking the deployment of forces to apprehension of deterioration in the law and order situation. The center had earlier ordered deployment of about 10,000 central forces personnel to Kashmir in order to strengthen counter-insurgency operations and law and order duties. Last week, there was also a note by a railway security officer on stockpiling rations. Now, the deployment has given rise to apprehension about the abrogation of the contentious Article 35A. One of the major pole planks of the BJP was the scrapping of Articles 35A and 370 in the state. While the much-debated Article 35A gives special status to the residents of Jammu and Kashmir and also defines the permanent residence of the state, while Article 370 limits the parliament's power to make laws concerning the state. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court yesterday transferred all the 5 cases relating to the Unnao rape to Delhi and directed the CBI to complete within a fortnight, preferably 7 days, its probe into the 28th July road crash that has left the rape victim and her lawyer fighting for life and killed 2 of her aunts. A special court to be constituted forthwith in the capital shall complete the trial within 45 days, holding day-to-day hearings, the Supreme Court said. It ordered the Yogi Adityanath, sorry, Ajay Kumar Bisht, government to pay within a day a compensation of rupees 25 lakh to the victim's family and directed that the CRPF provide immediate security to the family. Besides the rape case against Kuldeep Singh Sengar, the BJP MLA, suspended finally by his party only on Tuesday on the road crash case, The others relate to the gang rape of the victim, the death in custody of her father, and the alleged frame-up of her uncle on criminal charges. Meanwhile, the truck-car collision that has left the now gang rape complainant critically injured appears an abnormal accident resulting from an intentional attempt. A CBI source told the Telegraph on Thursday, quoting from preliminary official notes. Linked to this, an RTI has been filed to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's office, demanding details of the location of the personal security officers who were not accompanying the Unnao gang rape complainant when a truck collided with her car on Sunday. Now, activists have filed 100 RTI applications across the country, while police have detained 66 campaigners on their way to petition the president to withhold assent to the Right to Information Amendment Bill 2019, which gives the centre control over the salaries and tenures of information commissioners. Now, addressing reporters after the release, Anjali Bhardwaj of the National Campaign for People's Right to Information said the activists had been detained even though they were not shouting slogans. The petition carried the endorsement of 1,27,000 citizens. The campaign is called Use RTI to Save RTI in English and RTI Lagao, RTI Bachao in Hindi. And with that, we head to international news, where the Trump administration is preparing to withdraw thousands of troops from Afghanistan in exchange for concessions from the Taliban, including a ceasefire and a renunciation of Al-Qaeda as part of an initial deal to end the nearly 18-year-old war, according to the US officials. Meanwhile, North Korea has fired an unidentified short-range projectile twice, South Korean officials say, in the country's third weapons test in just over a week. And not to be missed, US President Donald Trump has said he will impose a fresh 10% tariff on another $300 billion of Chinese goods in a sharp escalation of a trade war between the two countries. It came after the latest round of bilateral talks showed little sign of a breakthrough. The new tariffs, due to take effect on the 1st of September, effectively tax all Chinese imports to the US. News coming in is that several small explosions were heard in Bangkok at least three locations today, and two street cleaners suffered minor injuries, according to the Thai media. Before I sign off, a huge day for Saudi women who can now travel abroad without a male guardian's permission, according to the royal decrees. Well, under the new rule announced on Friday, women over the age of 21 can apply for a passport without authorization from a male guardian. And that is all I have for you for today and this week. Check your privileges and let them not wreck the privileges. Have a relaxing weekend ahead. Goodbye from me and takeapart.in.